Welcome to the Nice Gamers Busted series of the Drop the Mask podcast. Together, we shine a light on the faults, the habits, roles, and thoughts that have never been the real you. When you see them clearly and stop making them part of your identity, they lose their power. Without that recognition, you'll always be pulled back to the same cycles of frustration and pain. But with it, you can return back to your true self, the confident, connected man you've always been beneath the patterns. So let's get started. My whole life, I was always so proud of getting along with nearly everybody. And I could kind of be in a lot of different social groups and everybody kind of would like me. And I was really proud of that. But I later realized that that meant that I had to hide certain mistakes, needs, emotions, because not sharing these opinions or how I feel about certain things was my guarantee that this group will accept me. And I wanted to be accepted by the group. And so, yeah, I stuffed down my own needs, my wants, and my emotions. And also, I hid my mistakes. So I became what I thought others want me to be. Generous, helpful, and peaceful. I was very afraid that others are being mad at me or they shame me for certain behavior. So I just, kind of observed the group and kind of became this shapeshifter chameleon. And I was never sure who I am because I was like, I'm this, but I'm also that. And I observed that actually, I remember that, but then I also just accepted that as like, oh, that's apparently me. Other people are like only in this group or only in that group. I just get along with everybody. That's not a bad thing, right? Because what should I believe different? Like, why should I believe that that's a bad thing? So the pattern is hiding who you are. I was hiding who I really am, who I authentically am without putting a mask on. But in all these groups, I was putting a mask on because I was holding opinions back, for example. I remember specifically, I had two good friends and sometimes they would make fun of other people. They wouldn't even hear that, right? They weren't like bad persons or something like that. They would like just make fun of someone else in the streets maybe. That person was so far away, that person didn't hear it. But still, for me, I didn't like it, but I never said anything because I was like, I don't know, I just wanted to feel accepted, I guess. And I didn't want to start a fight or like an argument and then being like the weird one. And I don't know. So yeah, I just stuffed it down. I didn't say anything, even though I didn't like it. And why is that false? Why is that not your true self? So first of all, every time this kind of behavior, you learned that in childhood. It's a survival strategy because you grew up in an environment where it was important to adapt. Because especially as children, we don't have, like crazy power or like, we're not physically the strongest, not mentally yet, like to win an argument against an adult is like very hard as a kid, I guess. So we have to adapt and we learned that. And then maybe also we learned that from our parents, maybe. Some people have parents who are also kind of in this shape-shifting, and then you just took that one by one. It's like, oh yeah, I just observed that in my parents. Now I'm the same. And that means it's not your true self. It's a learned behavior. One problem, for example, is when you hide your emotions. That means your head is disconnected from your heart. Your heart kind of has the emotions, but your head says like, oh no, we can't do this. We can't express this fear. We can't express this opinion now because we want to the survival strategy comes out of the head and the nervous system. So it's like, no, we don't do any of that. But the heart is like, oh, but we feel bad about this. The inner moral compass, basically what I felt, I don't want to make fun of other people, even though I don't know them and they would never hear, but like, it feels wrong to me, So that's the heart. But then the head comes in. It's like, no, let's not do that. Let's stuff that down. We don't want anyone to know because that's a bad strategy. We need to be part of the group. Otherwise, we're outcasts. So one thing to do is to ask yourself in these situations, what do I want? And this is, I think, one of the, or maybe the most powerful question you can ask yourself as a people pleaser and as a nice guy. Because it really goes down to the core of like the problem. Oftentimes, either we don't even know what we want. It's buried below layers of like, what do other people want? What is the opinion of the group? And then so many fears which come up of like, oh no, I don't want to be like, be an outcast, or like, be like, have someone being mad at me in the group, or like shame me, or like making fun of me. So we just like stuff it down and not show that part. And that's obviously not our true self. That's unauthentic. And over time, that also leads to not being respected by the group. Like you're maybe liked by everyone, maybe liked by all of the different people and all of the different groups, but you never stand for something and you're not respected, especially later in life, like in different kind of scenarios, in romantic relationships. Like you're definitely more attractive when you're like, you know, stand for something. So like, no, this is what I'm standing for, instead of like just shifting your opinion every, depending on who you meet. And then also like in a professional environment, it's also very important to stand for something and to stand for your opinion. So like, no, I think this is the right way. So one question we can ask ourselves is, are these theories about we're going to be an outcast and we have fear of abandonment and we have fear of, you know, someone getting mad at us, are those real threats or are these made up by the head? And what I found for me personally was just that a lot of that was just made up by the head. And when I was thinking back at it, I was just always so afraid that this could happen that I never actually took action of like, okay, what happens if I, you know, express something? So there was so much fear inside of me that I just never did it. So, and that's how I discovered it's just a belief inside of my head and not, I don't actually know if that's going to happen. And maybe with some people it happens, or maybe with some group it will happen that someone's getting mad or they don't agree with your opinion. And that's totally normal, right? But when we're having, like, so afraid of someone being, or we having a different opinion than everybody else, how can we ever be authentic and true to ourselves? So I prepared a quest for the next week for you, and I'm going to read it here. It's share one small want, need, or emotion today where you usually wouldn't. So don't hold back, you know, where you, when you get more conscious, more awareness, this is what I want to build in the series, right? More awareness for like, oh, I'm holding something back right now. I'm challenging you to express that one time. Can be something really small, you know, but just what you usually wouldn't do it, just observe what's happening. Observe what's happening if I want to do it. Even if you don't do it, just try to do it and observe what's happening. What is the thought which comes up? What are the concrete thoughts which you have in the moment of you want to share something which you would usually hold back? That's so powerful to find out. And write down how you felt afterwards. What thoughts came up? Yeah, write them down, journal them, and then maybe also write them here in the comments, or you can send me a DM personally if you, you know, don't want to put it out there in public. And here are my four reflective questions, which you also find in the description, either of the podcast or the YouTube video. Number one, what am I most afraid would happen if I showed my true self? Number two, what parts of me do I believe others wouldn't accept? And is that actually true? Number three, when was the last time I expressed a need or emotion openly? And what happened? And number four, if I trusted I wouldn't be abandoned, how would I show up differently? So yeah, I would like to, I'd love to get feedback on how you reflect on these questions and what you discovered about your true self today. And see you in the next one. Goodbye.